Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Le vuka njani mthwazo omuhle siyalambulela kumsakazo we Studio 7 namhla ngolwesine mhla zingamajumi amabili lanhlanu kuNtulikazi 2019 igama lami nguKips Dube endabeni zethu lamhlanje ibhangalele ze Bank of Zimbabwe linika abanye abantu lamankampani imvumo yokusebenzisa idola lemelika elizweni
yona ungayo umthetho wayo ibond imali engasebenziyo lapha sebebona nje ukuthi they are failing to acquire i-foreign currency ngendlela ezifaneleyo
umtshutshisi owahlolisisa okwenziwa ngumongameli Donald Trump ngesikhathi sokhetho ngomnyaka ka-2016 uthi kukhanya ngani umnumzana Trump kukhona ongangakwenzanga ngemfanelo.
We did not reach a determination as to whether the president committed a crime.
Ngasithathanga isinqumo sokuthi umongameli waba lecala kumbe hathi. Ezinye izakhamizi zakobulawayo kazifuni ukuthi idolobho leli likhokhelwe ngabantu abakhethwe nguhulumende.
Ubulawayo kafanelanga amukele ubusela noma sekuthene nokuphathwa kabi kwedolobha kumbe ukuphila njengenyamazana kungahlonishwa umthetho.
Umqeqeshi weqembu leZimbabwe Warriors uSandile Chizamba usetshiye umsebenzi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Ibhanga leReserve Bank of Zimbabwe lithi abantu abasebenza ukuhlanganiso ezikholisa izisebenzi amadola emelika balakho ukusebenzisa imali elizweni leZimbabwe okuyidola lemelika. Ibhanga leli lethule iziqondiso ezintsha zokusebenzisa imali yakwamanye amazwe lisithi labo abasebenzisa idola lemelika ngabasezigodlweni zamazwe atshiyeneyo abasebenzela inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa abathengisa amafutha labathengisa ilitshe le-chrome. I-RBZ ithi kumele abantu laba basebenzise amabhanga xa befuna ukusebenzisa idola lemelika. Kukhanya ngani uhulumende weZimbabwe usedinga imali yakwamanye amazwe ngendlela ezijiyeneyo kulandela ukuvimba kwakhe imali yakwamanye amazwe elizweni okusanda kwethulelwa uZulu. Ingcoti kwezemnotho zithi uhulumende usethule nzima ngokuswelakala kwemali yakwamanye amazwe usukwenza ukuthi edule umthetho omutsha wokudinga amadola emelika ngendlela engani ayiqhedakali. Kasenelisanga ukuxoxa ngodaba lolu leziphathamandla zikahulumende kanye lezebhanga leze Bank of Zimbabwe. Ake sizwe ukuthi umnumzana Terminus Masuku isakhamuzi seGweru sithini ngodaba lolu.
Yona ungayo umthetho wayo ibond imali engasebenziyo. Lapha sebebona nje ukuthi they are failing to acquire i-foreign currency ngendlela ezifaneleyo. Kutho ukuthi ngezinye iindlela akutho ukuthi imali leyo bebengayifuni, but it was a measure ukuthi bona ngeke bayiphumise beyinikeza abanye abantu. But now the system is ama-embassy nama-NGOs la baye beyisebenzisa njani ithi the system ekhona. Sithi ungena eshop xa uya beyiphumisa njani ithi isebenza khonapho khonapho yini njengoba izinto zonke ziyacharged i-NGOs.
So ngokukhuluma kwabo bathi kumele umuntu ayitshintshise emkambo webhanga. Akumelanga la ukuthi uyisebenzise yini.
Umthetho lowo kawuphumi kahle kahle. Ngoba into abona ukuthi kathesi ngiyabe ngikwani futhi mina ngiyisebenzise leyo mali. Ngingayisebenzisa kube kuhle njeyana. Kodwa omunye lowo oseceleni la imali yakhe useyitholile efana nami. Iwehlukanisa abantu ngento efanayo. Kati lo ulayo imali mina ngayo. Lwani ulayo. Umehluko wakhona ungazi kona.
Singathi wena ubona ngazani sebedinga imali yakwamanye amazwe ngendlela eziphanze.
Imali ngendlela eziphansi ngoba le imali ayitholakali le. Kahle kahle bona okubehlula ukuthi imali bayisebenzise okumqoka kuyini umuntu onke abeyiphethe. Into nje ukuthi bayehluleke ukuthi babe nokuthembeka ukuthi umuntu imali yakhe ingagcineka yini ukuthi bayithole futhi ke leyo mali. But ngokuyibamba kwaba babekwenzile khonokho. Babeyibambile nje besesaba ukuthi bayengeza abantu imali ngendlela ababezifuna. Kodwa i-foreign currency yakhona beyifuna.
Umnumzana Terminus Masuku isakamuzi seKweru. Sixoxela eSemkhoba 5. Umnumzana Robert Mula umthuthisi wakhokhela uphenyo lokucwayisisa ukungenela kwahulumende weRussia kukhetho lweMelika kanye necala eletheswa uMongameli Donald Trump elokuzama ukuvimba lolu phenyo. Uphe ubufakazi bakhe izolo edale leCongress wagcizelela ukuthi uTrump ulakho ukubanjwa ngumthetho nxa esesukile esikhundleni. UNtungameli Nkomo usethulela lolu daba.
Esipha ubufakazi bakhe umnumzana Mula uthe uma ngempumela yophenyo lwakhe yokuthi babe ngeke bageze uMongameli Trump ukucala lokuzama ukuvimba lolu phenyo. Bekuchukwana mpela abebandla eliphikisayo elamademokrats bezama ukuveza uTrump njengomuntu omubi owadala icala njalo omele asuswe esihlalweni. Kuthi abebandla lika Trump elama Republicans bona bebemvikela besithi akulacala alidalayo. Umula yena lanxa emude ngomzimba ubesiba mfitshane ngaso sonke isikhathi ngamazwi kumpendulo zakhe lapho ebuzisiswa ngophenyo lwakhe zinhlangothi zombili. Kodwa ukubeke kwacaca ukuthi uMongameli Trump ulakho ukwetheswa icala lokuvimba isandla somthetho nxa esesukele esikhundleni ngoba umthetho okwamanje ungakuvumi ukuthi uMongameli weMelika etheswe icala. Nangu ebuzwa lilunga lama Republicans.
Could you charge the president with a crime after he left office?
Yes.
Yeah.
You believe that he committed, you could charge the President of the United States with obstruction of justice after he left office?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ethically, under the ethical standards.
Well, I'm not sure.
Ngeke ngethese uMongameli icala kodwa nxa esephumile esikhundleni. Yebo uyenelisa ukwetheswa icala lokuzama ukuvimba isandla somthetho.
To see if there are any other persons who might be drawn into the conspiracy.
Umula ufakaze ukuthi uMongameli Trump wazama ukumxotsha umsebenzi wokuphenya udaba lokudlelana kwakhe leRussia ngesikhathi sokhetho esebenzisa isiphathamandla sikahulumende wakhe umnumzana Don McGahn. Ulandule imbiko yamaRepublicans yokuthi ungumuntu ozonda uTrump kanye labo bonke ababekuqula lophenyo lwakhe.
You made a political case instead. You put it in a paper sack, lit it on fire, dropped it on our porch, rang the doorbell, and ran.
I don't think you will review.
Angibona ukuthi walubala kuhle ugwalo lwempumela yethu ngendlela olucace ngayo njalo olungathathisa ngodi ngayo.
The gentleman from Maryland is recognized.
Ama-Democrats wona ebeqina ngokuthi buningi ubufakazi bokuthi uTrump wazama ukuvimba uphenyo lukaMula. Ngokunjalo athi kumele ajeziswe. Sibuze isiphathamandla se-MDCT eMelika umnumzana Dan Moyo ukuthi ububone njani ubufakazi bukaMula.
Well, I'm a Republican, wona. I think his strategy is ukuthi benze uMula abonakale njengomuntu report yakhe ingekho accurate, ingekho fair.
Esinye njalo isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eMelika umnumzana Kelvin Manduna yena oqhuba izifundo zakhe zePhD eHoward University uthi kaboni imizamo yamademokrasi yokuhudula uMongameli Trump emsuse embusweni phezu kwecala aletheswayo iphumelela.
Okwakuqala wona amademokrasi ngokwabo ama-senior democrats oPelosi bakhulume kudala ukuthi they are not convinced ngendaba ye-impeachment.
UMongameli Trump yena uthi uMula ukuveze sobala namuhla ukuthi akulacala alidalayo njalo uthi uhlukuluzwa nje ngabebandla lama-Democrats. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Washington yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.
Umnumzana Robert Mueller uphinde wagcizelela izolo ntambama kuCommittee yeIntelligence Committee eHouse of Representatives ukuthi uTrump kaphunyukanga kudaba lokuphula imithetho yelizwe.
We did not reach a determination as to whether the president committed a crime.
Ngasithathanga isinqumo sokuthi umongameli waba lecala kumbe hathi. Uthi ilizwe leRussia langenela kukhetho olwenziwa ngomnyaka ka-2016.
Over the course of my career, I've seen a number of challenges to our democracy. The Russian government's efforts to interfere in our election is among the most serious.
Selokhu ngabona kubhidlizwa indlela okubuswa ngayo kwele Melika okwenziwa lilizwe leRussia kangaze ngubone kusenzakala kuleli lizwe. Ngibona engani siyavumelana ngalokho.
I am sure that the committee agrees.
Uthi ababe kumkhankaso wokhetho bencedisa uTrump bemukela okwethulwa lilizwe leRussia.
In fact, the campaign welcomed the Russian help, did they not?
Kambe ilizwe leRussia langenela yini kukhetho?
I think we report in the report indications that that occurred.
Ngibona ngazani kukhonoko ke okuphakathi kogwalo lolu kukhanya ngani kunjalo eleRussia langenela.
Yes.
Kodwa ke umnumzana Devin Nunes webandla lama Republicans uthi udaba lolu lophenyo olwenziwa ngumula kaluzange luqhutshwe ngemfanelo.
The first Trump associate to be investigated was General Flynn. Many of the allegations against him stem from false media reports that he had an affair with a Cambridge academic, Svetlana Lokova.
UGeneral Flynn nguye owaba ngokuqala ukuthi kukhangelwe udaba lolu ngoba wayecatshangelwa ukuthi uthandana lepolisa lensitha. Wonke lokhu kwakungamanga ngoba okuthiwa wayethandana laye kwakuthiwa udlelana lelizwe leRussia. Wathi ke uhlangothi lwamapholisa ole-MI6 lwamemethekisa amanga la kumaphephandaba. Konke lokhu kukhanya kungamanga.
Your report fails to reveal how or why Andrew and his collaborator, Richard Dearlove, former head of Britain's MI6, spread these allegations.
Umula uphinde wabuzwa nge-WikiLeaks okwakukhanya engazani yayisebenza kanye lalabo ababencedisa uTrump. Uthe kukhanya engazani lokhu akuphathwanga ngemfanelo. UTrump utshele intatheli zindaba izolo ntambama ukuthi uMueller wethule udaba olungaqedakaliyo edalele Congress.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job.
Ngibona engani uMueller kenzanga kahle, wethule amanyala kuphela. Akulanto ayitshele uZulu ngoba ubengaphathanga lutho lokho kade kumele ekuvezele uZulu.
He had nothing to work with.
Unkosikazi Nancy Pelosi, umkhokheli wedalele House of Representatives, okubandla lama-Democrats uthi abalendlebe bazizwele okwethulwe ngumula. Uthi loba echaye konke emphakathini, kasingafiki isikhathi sokuthi bathonise uTrump edaleleli kulokho okubizwa ngesilungu ngokuthi yi-impeachment.
Whatever decision we made in that regard would have to be done with our strongest possible hand, and we still have some outstanding matters in the courts.
Nxa siphatha udaba lolu kumele sibone ukuthi silobufakazi bonke. Lokhu kubuningi okumele sikulungise emthethwandaba. Konke lokhu kuhambelana leCongress. Lesekelo sombuso welizwe.
It's about the Congress, the Constitution, and the courts.
Akwaziwa ukuthi luzaphetha ngani udaba lolu ngoba kukhanya amabandla la elokhu ethobelene ngokwenziwa nguTrump ngomnyaka ka-2016.
Sike sibone ke sikhonoku ke okwamaphephandaba lokunye okutshiyeneyo okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Iphephandaba le-Herald lithi kungamanga okwethulwe ngumnumzana Dendayibhiti ukuthi kule mali efika amabhiliyoni amathathu $3 billion iyasetshenziswa buchapha luhlangothi lukahulumente olubona ngezokulima uhlelo olwaziwa ngokuthi yi-Command Agriculture. Iphephandaba le-Chronic libika ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa izolo wethulele uZulu izitampa eziveza ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lifisa ukuthi osomabhizimusi bakwamanye amazwe bavule amabhizimusi eZimbabwe. Ye kwamanje-ke sonke isikhathi senu Zulu kandaba likhumbule ukuthi kumele lisithumezeleke imilayezo letshiyeneyo kuwhatsapp kunombolo ethi 01 202 465 0318. Lithumezeke ama-audio nanko okunye okwethulwe ngabantu lamhlanje.
Bantu noka ngicela ngohlupho lomntanami bantu ngicela ukuncediswa. Uhlupho lwami lokaluhamba lo seyaphambili. Ngicela abamabandla noma bengapi ngicela ukuncediswa abantu sengidubekile. Yimi ubekezela Banda wekhezi. Ngicela ukuncediswa abantu bakamlimi uhlupho lolweni lalo lukhulu kakhulu. Sengizame inzamo yonke yomhlaba. Sengihlulekile yikho sengimemezela ngokuthi ngicela abantu ongangincedisa. Noma ngaluphi uhlobo okwanisa ukuncedisa ngalo ngicela uncediswa kangilali lapha ekhaya. Into le isithwalisa umntana mzima sokuze kumkhama lebusuku. Ngumuntu ongakhulumiyo wena le ngikhuluma ngayo ngongakhulumiyo oyisimumumu oyimbebebe. So manje ukuhlupheka komuntu onjalo kunzima abantu kakhulu emhlabeni okunye engakwanisile ukuthi engazivikela ethini. Ngiyacela abantu bakamlimi, ngiyacela abantu bakamlimi ongabe lo ncedo engilokozela. Inamba zami 077-401-2622. Ngiyacela nje emhlabeni wonke ongangizwela abantu engincedise kulolu hlupho engilayo. Nxa kudingeka ukuthi ngifike khonapho lingangilayela leyo ndawo ngingafika noma nini. Ngithole nzima bani.
Mina umbuzo engilawo kuzizalwane zeZimbabwe ngokuthi kati yena ubaba uMakhuphula lo osehlala ekhuphule njalo ipetrol ukhuphulela bani osebenza laphi njalo hola malini njalo njengoba amathuba emsebenzi kuyi-0% ungakaze kukhulunyela ngawo. Kuse kusithi njengoba bona abantu beMpumalanga behlala benjalo bethi bona bangabafundileyo. Khathi abakufundileyo kuphi? Ngoba mina ngikubone ngoba abantu bahlala abantu bafundile bafundile. Abakufundileyo kuphi? Njengoba ilizwe nanti liyafa liyaphambili. Abakufundileyo kuphi? Ukubulala ilizwe, ukuhlukumeza abantu, igugu rawundi. Ey, bazalwane. Nambona ngathi yikho lokho abakufundileyo. Hayi lokho ke bakubhasela ke lokho. Ene bese ngibuya futhi entweni yokufunda le bese buya ngkwane ngoba nanga nomgabe kwathiwa umgabe ulama 10 degree 18 degree wenzani 18 degree yakhe ngoba nanti anilizwe lifile esengakufundayo ukuthi ingqondo yomuntu kuphela cha yiyo ebalulekileyo.
UMichael into enanzeleleyo ukuthi khathesi umuntu osebenzayo ethi nxa ukuthi usebenze hola less than $500 kasila budget futhi lapho lokhu zinqonga ugada i-tax nge-$3 1 up to 30 futhi it's one imali yankona it's 1.8 emsebenzini udle more than $8 per day it's i-budget yankona it's 2.40 ukususala le malini le mali yankona ema-banking yakho. Nawe imali yankona ema-banking yakho uyithenga sithi uhola 400 uyathola less than 360 ubona imali yankona vele ukuthi akusela bhajethi ekhona eZimbabwe. Nxa ibhajethi ibhajethi yankona yabo ubhajethi angento engekhoyo futhi ayi vele khathesi into zegovernment vele ayisancedisi lutho eZimbabwe esofana lokuthi ukubulala abantu.
Labake ngabalandeli beStudio 7 abasithumezele imilayezelo yabo sicela ukuthi lisithumezele yenu kunombolo ethi 001-202-465-0318 leke inombolo yethu yiWhatsApp. Sizosikhangele-ke ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Sokubotshwe okhokhela ibutho kwele-Sudan okuthiwa bezama ukugenqula urhulumente lamanye amasosha. Kuqhubekela phambili ukutshisa emazweni agoqela eBelgium, eGermany neNetherlands. Kukhangelelwe ukuthi kuza kutshisa okumangalisayo namhla kweleBritane nakweleFrance. Ukutshisa lokhu kuzabe kusedlula okwenzakala ngomnyaka ka-1974. Abantu abaningi obulawayo bathi kabafuni ukuthi idolobho leli likhokhelwe ikhomishini njengalokho okwakwenzakala kwamanye amadolobho eZimbabwe. Bathabile Masuku usethulela lolo daba.
Kuphuma imbono ehlukeneyo mayelana lokuthi kumiswe umsebenzi amakansila wonke akobulawayo, kufakwe ikhomishini ezaqhuba umsebenzi wokuqondisa inhlelo zekansili yaleli dolobho ngemva kwengxabangxoza eqhamuke lapho umsekeli kameya elobele utown clerk incwadi yokumisa umsebenzi esithi akaqhubi kuhle umsebenzi. Umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo ongumqondisi weHabakuk Trust uthi umbuso wekhomishini ayisiwo cebo elihle ukuxazulula inkinga esiqhamuke kobulawayo.
Ye, kuliqiniso sibili ukuthi ikhomishini asonto enhle ngoba esikhathini esinengi isetshenziswa ngohulumende kumbe libandla elibusayizana ukuphefu ukuthi lisebenze injongo yayo.
Umnumzana Effort Ncube umcebisi enhlanganisweni emele amalungelo abathengi e-National Consumer Rights Association uthi ukuphathwa kabi kwedolobho akumelanga kuvunyelwe edolobheni.
Ubulawayo kafanelanga amukele ubusela noma sekuthene loku uphathwa kabi kwedolobho kumbe ukuphila njengenyamazana kungahlonishwa umthetho. Abantu abanjalo kabaphume baphele edolobheni kungakhathalekile noma ngamakhansila kumbe izisebenzi. Kakuphenywe ke ngokuphangisa kulabo abatholakala belamacala betheswa amacala basuswe ezikhundleni kulokuthi kungene abantu abangavotelwanga, okuhle ukuthi kungene abavotelweyo. Nxa kuyukuthi kukhitshwa amakhansila ngu-10 ngaphuma ngu-10 kuvotwe endaweni ezingu-10 kumbe nxa bephuma bonke kuvotwe njalo kungabi labantu abangena bengavotelwanga.
Umnumzana Thembelani Dube unobhala wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi ebulawayo Progressive Residents Association uthi akavumelani lombono wobuso wekhomishini.
Kulandela iziphithiphithi ezibe khona ekhansilini yakobulawa kulamaviki adluleyo, inhlanganiso yolwa Progressive Residents Association izathi gwaqa ngolwesihlanu sizahlanganela lezinye inhlanganiso ezivela kuHarare leGweru. Sicubungula ukuthi njengoba baye baba lekhomishini kibo yasebenza njani.
Umnumzana Gilibone Khabo isikhulumeli sebulawayo Progressive Residents Association uthi abantu bangagijimeli okwekhomishini lokho.
Ukuthi kuthiwa ufake ikhomishini, ikhomishini le abantu sebekhethe ilist yabo, angazi abantu bafika 18, but sesikhangela i-Urban Councils Act, uminister ulelungelo ukufaka abantu abathathu kuphela. Nxa sesifuna ukufaka ilist le yabantu kuyasomela kubuyele kuhambwe e-cabinet kube le-amendment of that act. So ayi, abantu abame kancane indaba ye-commission.
Kolunye udaba, umabhalane omkhulu wekhansili yakobulawayo utown clerk umnumzana Christopher Dube usekhweze amaphepha emthethwandaba ephikisa ukumiswa kwakhe umsebenzi ethi kulandelwe umthetho ekuqhutshweni kophenyo lwamacala awethweswayo. Ngalokho umsekeli kameya umnumzana Tinashe Kambarami uyavuma ukuthi wamukele amaphepha ambiza emthethwandaba.
Amaphepha ngiwabonile sibili abuyile, bazonseva ngamaphepha ukuthi ngirisponde e-court. Kodwa mina ngendlela engibona ngayo nje ukuthi abantu basuke baba lembono etshiyeneyo. Mina engikhangeleyo ukuthi nxa bekube lama-allegation and genuinely umuntu ekwazi ukuthi they are innocent, akalacala, bekulula nje ukuthi umuntu ephendule nje ama-allegations that were leveled. Kungabi le nkulumo zonke lezi ezisuka ziba khona. Okunye phela ukuthi umuntu usuke ethathe advantage ethi sefuna abanye abantu ukuthi bemncedise ukulwa impi zakhe. Kodwa okuqakathekileyo ukuthi sinanzelele ukuthi there are allegations that are there.
Izakhamuzi zakobulawayo sezibone ukufaka ikhomishini ezakhangela ngendaba zekhansili yakobulawayo kungasilo cebo elihle. Bathi labantu abakuluhlu lwasebekhethiwe ukuba bangene kukhomishini le ababoni kungabantu abangaphumelela ekulungisiseni okuhluphayo kulelo dolobho. Abenhlanganiso emele izakhamizi zakobulawayo bathe bazakuba lomhlangano ngolwesihlanu ukuxoxisana phezu kwale ikhomishini okuzabenza bazi ubuhle lobubi benyathelo leli. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Olunye udaba esanda ukulwamukela ukuthi inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association ithi umqeqeshi weqembu lenguqu lelizwe lama-Warriors uSandile Chitsamba usejiye umsebenzi. Isikhulumeni seZifa uXolisani Gwesela wethule umbiko lo izolo ntamba mayisithi uChitsamba ujiye umsebenzi lo engabanjwanga ngamandla. IZifa ithi okwamanje umsebenzi lo usuphethwe nguRaman Gumbo.
ngibingelele kuzo zonke indawo kufikenyelela khona iphimbo lami. Igama lami lokuzalwa ngiPostlet Ncube, ngizalwa eCholocho, eZimbabwe. Endimeni kaMaskandi ngifike ngo-2012, ngafika eqenjini elibizwa ontanga yethu insizwa seGreat Town. Ngasebenza nazo kahle kakhulu kwaze kwafanela ukuthi ngiphume owamumuzi. Ngaphuma ke ngakha owamumuzi lapho engazibiza khona ngeqisha yamkantsha. Kwi-albhamu yami yeqisha yamkantsha ngaproduswa nguMazenge, ezalwa kwambuzi ikhwele emthini, umfo kaMkhethwa. Ngasebenza naye kahle kakhulu, wangifundisa ukuhlonipha abalandeli, ngakho ngisabahlonipha namanje kakhulu futhi. Ngiyayibonga leya nsizwa yangithatha yangibeka, le ngane yadla bafo nabafokazana. Uma ngabe uthanda usungathi nje uhlupha insizwa. Igama likahlupha insizwa bafowethu angilicoshanga, mhlambe ngathi angilidobhanga ko-Facebook okanjani. Leli gama ngalithunyelwa insizwa engiyihloniphayo kakhulu laphana ebizwa ngozinja ziyamluma emculweni ebuya eCholocho eMgcuzane.
Kunzima eZimbabwe, vele ukuthi angithathi imithwalo yami ngihambe. Usinda nongathwele, okusele sogcina sizana sodwa. Siyizwe elinomnotho kodwa sibulawa yindlika mnotho. Kunzima, kunzima, siyesindwa sakubona sakubeletha. Thina sizwe sikamthwakazi sidonsa kanzima abantu abazi. Awuthi ngikutshele kabanzi, siphethe ngesandla sensimbi.
Ngilapha-ke bafowethu, lo nyaka ngizokhipha idlalade elisha sha, kuyidlalade elesibili. Elesihloko esithi sokhala kuzwe bani.
Ngolo lapho utoltoya uyabulawa, noma uvalele ejele, awungitshele. Sophila kaphunguze kubenini, sesihlala sikhala ubusuku nemini. Iningi sigcwele emazweni zama inzamo yokuzama ukuthola impilo engcono. Kwabona ubuholi bethu buyinkinga, aze yinkinga mutsho yinkinga ngoba uzivela neyinkinga.
Le ngoma lethi sokhala kuzwe bani bafethu, sesikhathele. Sikhathele siwumthwakazi, asinakwa, siyahlupheka ey'kolweni, abantwana abasafundi ulimi lwethu. Uyabona nje uma ngabe utoyitoya utoyitela amalungelo wakho, uyashaywa, ungena ejele, abanye bagcina sebelahlekelwa imiphefumulo yabo. So bafowethu, ngiyazama ukuthi nje ingoma lena ingene kubantu, abantu bezwe. SingoMaskandi sizile kule ndawo, sifike ngomlayezo, asifikanga ngobunandi bokuthi abantu bazojayiva kuphela. Sifike ngomlayezo, siyafundisa, siyaduduza, siyagqugquzela futhi. Bafowethu, asiqineni engomeni ezinemilayezo. Yebo, ihawu likhona koMaskandi, ihawu likhona koMaskandi, vele ngeke kuhlale ingoma ngeke ibe mnandi ngenahawu. Siyazi sonke ukuthi uMaskandi nje umnandi ngehawu, kodwa kube khona ingoma ezinomlayezo bafowethu. Engikucelayo-ke bafowethu nonke, ngicela nonke nje abesifazane, iy'nsizwa ezicula uMaskandi, ngicela siziphatheni kahle sonke. Ngingavala nje ngokubonga abafana bami engisebenza nabo abaxhaphazi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu insizwa zakwethu ngokuhloniphana, indlela esihloniphana ngayo. Niyibambe kanjalo. Ongifunayo uyongithola kule number 074-540-7591, 074-540-7591. WhatsApp ke lo. Noma ngabe ngingakuphendulanga after 3 hours, kodwa as soon as ngivula ifoni ngizokuphendula. Iqesha mkantsha ngithi nje phengu ibheshi kuleyo ndawo.
Liwuzwa njani ke umculo lowo ke singakehlukana nokuthi sikhangele indaba ezikhokhela lamhlanje. Ibhanga leli zeBank of Zimbabwe linika abanye abantu lamankampani imvumo yokusebenzisa idola leMelika. Ezinye izakhamizi zababulawa kazifuna ukuthi idolobho leli likhokhelwe ngabantu abakhethwe nguhulumende. Umqeqeshi weqembu lenguqu yeleZimbabwe Warriors uSandre Chitsambwe usetshiye umsebenzi. Siqhuba lapha ke uhlelo lwethu kwamanje, walivalisayo ngoKeith Dube.